This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
David Jenkins with you here from Nokomis High School, where we are about ready to tip off our third and final broadcast of the evening. Good evening, by the way. Welcome to Nokomis High School. It is a Class 1A semifinal from the Nokomis Regional. It matches up the Ramsey Rams and the Nokomis Redskins. Taking a look at your starting lineups, first for the lower-seeded Ramsey Rams. They came into the regional tournament, the 12th seed in the subsectional. Starting will be a 5'9 sophomore in Kendall Aderman, a 6'2 senior in Jalen Roberts, a 6'2 senior in Colton Aderman, a 6'2 sophomore in Hayden Seaton, and a 6-foot sophomore in Coster Cook. So for the Ramsey Rams, it is Kendall Aderman, Roberts, Colton Aderman, Seaton, and Cook. For the Nokomis Redskins, it's the same starting lineup that's been typically all season long. A 6'3 senior in Camden Ransdell, a 6'3 senior in Austin McDowell, a 6'8 sophomore in Carter Sobel, a 6'2 senior in Hendrix Barnes, and a 6'5 senior in Braden Sobel. So again, for Nokomis, it's Ransdell, McDowell, Carter Sobel, Barnes, and Braden Sobel. We are ready to tip off between the Nokomis Redskins and the Ramsey Rams in this Class 1A regional semifinal. Carter Sobel at the timeline for Nokomis, jumping for Ramsey. Is Hayden Seaton, and Sobel, the 6'8 sophomore, wins the tip. That was Jalen Roberts, who was tipping for Ramsey. Nevertheless, Nokomis pulls down the opening tip. They will begin the game with the ball and a nice drive to the basket. Layup no good by Nokomis, but they get their own rebound. Now it's Austin McDowell. He's going to drive baseline, puts up a layup, no good, but he's fouled on the play. The first foul of the game coming 18 seconds into the ball game. And they're going to give it to Hayden Seaton. That is his first. No, they're going to say it was on Jalen Roberts. I'm sorry. McDowell's first free throw, good. A 1-0 lead for Nokomis early on. 7:42 left in this ballgame. We've had a couple of great regional basketball games you've heard here on the air this evening already as McDowell makes the second. And it's an early 2-0 lead for Nokomis with 7:40 to play in the opening quarter. Here's Roberts. He almost lost the ball, and Nokomis does get the steal. Here's McDowell bringing it up the floor. Good pass to Barnes. He drives. Now kick it out from 16 feet. No good. Rebound to the Rams of Ramsey. It's Roberts who pulls it down. Bring it up the floor. Passes up to Hayden Seaton, who fires the lay-in. No good. Rebound, Carter Sobel. Nokomis will have it, and they'll push it about 75% pace here. Here's McDowell at the wing, passes down low to Carter Sobel. His turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound tipped around, corralled by the Rams. 2-0 Nokomis with the lead. Ramsey with the ball, 7 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. Winner of this game gets the winner of Neoga and Buffalo Tri-City. They'll play for the regional championship on Friday night. Here's a good jump stop. They're going to say he traveled, took too many steps. So a turnover there. And a timeout called by Nokomis coach Steve Kimbrough. So 2-0, our score, Nokomis leading with 6:52 to play in the opening quarter. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. So an early timeout called by Nokomis. 6:52 remaining in the quarter. They have the ball and they lead Ramsey 2-0. Camden Ransdell bringing up the floor for Nokomis. He passes to Braden Sobel beyond the three-point line. Now it's over to Hendrix Barnes at the top of the key. Back over to Ransdell, looking for an open man. Now McDowell, top of the key, is going to drive. Picks up the dribble from the free throw line, and they'll continue ball movement. Pass down low to Braden Sobel. He gets the friendly roll, and he's on the board. It's 4-0, Nokomis leading. 6:25 remaining in the quarter. Here's Colton Aderman. On a steal by Nokomis. As Austin McDowell comes up with it, he'll pass to Ransdell, looking for Barnes. He's going to drive to the basket. Layup off the glass and in. Hendrix Barnes is on the board. 6-0, the Nokomis lead. Here's Hayden Seaton. Passes to Kendall Aderman. Aderman looking for a place to go. Got to get the ball across the timeline. He does. It's over to Hayden Seaton. Now back to Kendall Aderman. Guarded Nokomis in that trademark 1-2-2 zone defense. Oh, a deep three nailed by Jalen Roberts. and cuts the Nokomis lead in half, 6-3, with 5:38 to play in the opening quarter. Ramsey coming off their first postseason win in more than 10 years. Last time they won a postseason game, 2003. As here's Austin McDowell from the elbow. It is no good off the glass. Rebound by Ramsey. Jalen Roberts has it. Ramsey beat Edinburgh Monday evening, 60-56. Here's Aderman. Kendall Aderman, that is. Got to get it across the timeline. A 10-second violation. Another turnover on Ramsey, forced by that good Nokomis defense, and a sub in for Nokomis. As Camden Ransville has a seat, checking in will be B.J. Chaussee. McDowell's going to throw it in for Chaussee. Now I'll give it back to McDowell, who will run the point. Ramsey in a man-to-man defense. Here's McDowell driving. His layup is no good, but they're going to say he was fouled on the play. That's the second Ramsey foul. They're going to call it on Kendall Aderman. So Austin McDowell to the free throw line for the second time tonight already. He's 2 of 2 from the free throw line so far. First one from this trip is good. He's got 3. Momentarily, 7-3, Nokomis leading. Second free throw for McDowell. Good. All 4 of his points from the free throw line. And Nokomis fouls on the inbounds pass. Their first foul of the half. And they got B.J. Chaussee with his first. Full court press here showing by Nokomis. Ramsey does get it in. Here's Kendall Aderman. Breaks the press essentially by himself. Is that another foul? Indeed it was, I believe. It's going to be on Nokomis. And I think they gave it to Hendricks Barnes. That's his first. So each team with a pair of fouls. Just under 5 minutes to play in this first quarter. Nokomis leading 8-3. Ramsey with the ball. Here's Hayden Seaton. Passes to Kendall Aderman. Aderman down low to Koster Cook. Cook double teamed. He threw it away. It's going to be a held ball. Possession arrow is favoring. Should be favoring Ramsey. Indeed it is. The sub in for the Rams. Koster Cook coming out of the ball game. Ian Forbes into the game for the first time. Clock reads 4:43. Kendall Aderman in the corner to Jalen Roberts. He misses a 3, rebound to Nokomis. Hendricks Barnes bringing up the floor. Barnes looking for Braden Sobel, can't find him. But Ransdell does, gets it to Sobel, his shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. That's the third foul on Ramsey. So Braden Sobel will be headed to the free throw line, shooting 2. The call is going to be on Colton Aderman, his first. So someone other than Austin McDowell to the free throw line here for Nokomis as Braden Sobel makes his first free throw. He's got 3, and it's a 9-3 Nokomis lead. Koster Cook back into the game. And a second free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Ramsey. So Sobel 1 of 2 from the free throw line there. Here's Kendall Aderman to Jalen Roberts. Back over to Aderman. Aderman got to get it across the timeline. He throws it right into the hands of Carter Sobel, who then throws it away into the Ramsey defender's hands. That's Colton Aderman with the layup. No good. Rebound to Nokomis. Austin McDowell with it. Thought about a 3 from the wing. He didn't. Passes down low to Carter Sobel. He gets the layup to fall. Carter Sobel's on the board, and it's 11-3. Nokomis with the lead. Here's Jalen Roberts over to Kendall Aderman. Aderman gets the ball across the timeline. And timeout called by Ramsey coach Mike Kello. 3:44 left in the first quarter. Nokomis leading Ramsey 11-3. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins back with you from Nokomis High School. This regional semifinal game between the Ramsey Rams and Nokomis. This is Kendall Aderman with it for Ramsey. Almost lost the ball out of bounds, but saves it. And now it's a steal by Nokomis. The ball's on the floor, and Nokomis loses it. It's going to be a held ball. Possession arrow favoring Nokomis. So another substitution here for Ramsey. Ian Forbes in for Ramsey. coming in for Coster Cook. Here's Camden Ransdell, passes to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes over to Braden Sobel. Back to McDowell, fires up a three from the wing, no good. Rebound to Ramsey. Roberts pulls it down. Ramsey wearing black jerseys, trimmed out in orange and white. As Roberts lost it out of bounds, but it was last touched by Nokomis. The Rams will keep the ball. Nokomis in the white jerseys, trimmed out in crimson and black. Here's Kendall Aderman with it for the Rams. Had the ball poked away, but able to get it back and gives it to Cook. Cook driving. Now it kicks it out to Roberts. Fires over the long two. It's no good. Rebound. Camden Ransdell. Nokomis with the ball and the 11-3 lead. Under three to play in the first quarter. Ransdell, fadeaway jumper. No good. Rebound by Braden Sobel. He bullied his way in there to get that offensive rebound. And passes now to Austin McDowell at the top of the key. McDowell drives, kicks it out to Ransdell, driving baseline, layup no good, rebound tipped around, Braden Sobel, his layup goes. Braden Sobel's got five, it's a 10-point lead for Nokomis, 13-3. Here's Colton Aderman, over to Jalen Roberts, Roberts to Kendall Aderman, Aderman across the timeline, loses the ball, it's Hayden Seaton who gets it, right place at the right time, his layup no good, rebound by Nokomis, Ben Marley pulls it down. Here's Hendricks Barnes pushing the tempo. He backs his man down, and he lays it up and in. Hendricks Barnes with four. And a timeout called on Ramsey coach Mike Kello. 15-3, Nokomis with the lead. 2:02 to play in the opening quarter. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins back with you from Nokomis High School. Ramsey with the ball going the length of the floor, trailing Nokomis 15-3 with 2 minutes to play in this opening quarter of this Class 1A regional semifinal ball game. Kendall Aderman, trapped by that Nokomis defense at midcourt, finally gets it across the timeline, and they'll pass it over to Jalen Roberts, who has the ball stolen right out of his hands by Camden Ransdell. Ransdell bringing it up the floor. Looking for Ben Marley. He's not there, so he'll reset the offense. Here's McDowell. Going to slow things down. And a steal attempt, and the Ramsey defender whiffed, and Ransdell buries the jumper for his first basket of the game. That was Hayden Seaton who missed on the steal attempt, and it cost Ramsey some points. Here's Colton Aderman. Aderman across the timeline to Kendall Aderman. Now over to Kestra Cook. Cook backing his man Ben Marley down, lost the ball out of bounds, but it's off of Marley, and Ramsey will keep the ball. 17-3, Nokomis with the lead. 1:11 to play in the opening quarter. And Ramsey throws it in, loses the ball, but gets it back. Here's Kendall Aderman, fires up the long three, no good. Gets his own rebound. He's defended by Braden Sobel, and Sobel gets the rebound off the missed shot and another held ball. Possession arrow favoring the Rams. As the clock reads, 59 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Fantastic turnout here from both teams. And here is Colton Aderman who fires up the shot. It's no good, but he's fouled on the play. That's the third foul on Nokomis. I think they're going to get Ransdell with his first, and they will. So Colton Aderman at the free throw line for Ramsey. His first free throw is good. Substitutions here for Nokomis. Hendricks Barnes and Carter Sobel back into the game. Second free throw from Colton Aderman on the way. Off the back of the glass and out, no good. One of two there. 17-4, Nokomis still leading. 50 seconds to play in the opening frame. Here's Barnes with it for the Skins. Motioning the offense. Gets it to Carter Sobel at the top of the key. Sobel. Over to Ransdell. Ransdell. Over to Alex DeSetti into the game for the first time. Now to Barnes. Barnes hands it off to Camden Ransdell. And Nokomis might just hold the ball for the final shot of the quarter. DeSetti at the top of the key, guarded by Kendall Aderman. Now it's Barnes. 18 seconds left in the quarter. Nokomis with the ball and the lead, 17-4. Camden Ransdell with it for Nokomis. Now DeSetti. Back to Ransdell. DeSetti going to shoot across the baseline. Ransdell was driving, lost the ball, gets it to Carter Sobel, fouled with 0.4 seconds left as he missed the shot. The fourth foul on Ramsey in the half. So Carter Sobel headed to the free throw line with 0.4 of a second left. The foul was called on Jalen Roberts. That is his second. First free throw from Carter Sobel off the front iron. No good. If he misses this one, somebody will have to put up a quick shot. Second free throw from Carter Sobel is in and out. No good. Rebound by Ramsey, but it doesn't matter as the clock goes off. After one quarter of play, it's Nokomis 17, Ramsey 4 in this Class 1A regional semifinal from Nokomis High School. You're listening to WSMI FM 106.1. We're right back after these messages. Second quarter action beginning right now between Nokomis and Ramsey as the Skins will have the ball. And here's Alex Tassetti with it for Nokomis. They lead Ramsey 17-4. And here's Austin McDowell putting up the shot down low. It's blocked, and Ramsey finds the ball. Kendall Aderman passes, stolen by Hendricks Barnes. A good defensive play there by the senior out of Nokomis. He gives it off to McDowell, drives and puts up a shot. No good. Rebound, Ben Marley. His putback is good. Marley's first basket of the game makes it 19-4. Nokomis up by 15. Jalen Roberts with it for the Rams. Roberts over to Kendall Aderman. Aderman across the timeline looking for Colton Aderman. He's there in the corner. He's not going to fire up a shot as he's got the 6'8" sophomore Carter Sobel guarding him. And a 5-second violation called on Ramsey. Another turnover. Nokomis will take over. A packed house here at Nokomis High School. So we've got fans for both Nokomis and Ramsey here, as well as players, coaches, and fans from both Neoga High School and Buffalo Tri-City. That is the game right after this one. The winner of that game will take on the winner of this one for the regional championship on Friday evening. Carter Sobel with it for Nokomis. Passes to McDowell. Now over to Tassetti. Fires up the shot from the elbow. It is good. Gets the roll, and he's headed to the free throw line. Alex Tassetti on the board makes it 21-4. He'll be shooting one free throw here. It's the fifth foul on Ramsey. And Tassetti's free throw is off the front iron. No good. Rebound to Ramsey. I didn't see who they gave that foul to. I think they gave it to Kendall. No. Was Colton Aderman. So he's got his first. Ramsey gets the ball in. And here's Kendall Aderman. Good job breaking the press there by Ramsey. Ball's lost out of bounds, but off of Nokomis. Ramsey will keep the ball. So Hayden Seaton with his first foul of the game. And here is Colton Aderman. Passes in the corner to Jalen Roberts. Roberts over to Colton Aderman. Drives, layup, no good. Rebound by Braden Sobel. Nokomis with it, 6.5 to play in the first half. Here's Hendricks Barnes. Over to Austin McDowell. Three from the top of the key, no good. Rebound, Alex Tassetti. Tassetti back to McDowell, resetting the offense for Nokomis. As Nokomis will just take their time here, they lead by 17 points, 21-4, our score. 6 minutes to play in the first half. Here's McDowell looking for Barnes. He finds Carter Sobel down low. His layup's good. Carter Sobel's got four, 23-4. Nokomis up by 19. Here's Cook, passes over to Roberts, gets the ball across the timeline. And he tries to find Cook. He lost it for a moment but gets it back, and now it is Hayden Seaton. Seaton back to Kendall Aderman. Over to Roberts. Thought about three. Now he'll dribble and fire up a long two. The shot is no good. Rebound, Alex Tassetti. Nokomis with the ball. Tassetti over to McDowell. Fires up the 18-footer off the rim. No good. Rebound to Nokomis. Carter Sobel. His shot is blocked. Ramsey gets the rebound but throws it out of bounds. And Nokomis will take over. No, they're going to say a trip. Or it was last touched by Nokomis. No, they're going to say it was off Ramsey. That's right. So Nokomis keeps the ball. Austin McDowell with it for Nokomis. Passes to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes looking for Carter Sopples. Not there, so Barnes will fire up a long two. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds and off of the Rams. Skins keep the possession. 5:03 remaining in the first half. Nokomis leading 23-4, and the Skins have the ball. Here's a long shot by B.J. Chaussee. He misses it from the corner. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of Ramsey. Nokomis will still keep the ball. The Rams just cannot catch a break here. Nokomis, the top seed in this subsectional, looking to defend home turf in this regional semifinal. Here's Austin McDowell. McDowell, good dribble drive, and he... Offensive foul called on McDowell. That's going to be the fourth foul on Nokomis. The first to McDowell. As they're going to say, the jump stop. As he was going for the jump stop, he led with his shoulder into the Ramsey defender, so it's an offensive foul on Nokomis. Here's Kendall Aderman. Aderman needing to get it across the floor, and he is fouled at the timeline by McDowell. So two quick fouls picked up by Nokomis' Austin McDowell. Their fifth foul of the half, each team with five fouls in this first half. Here's Aderman with it for Ramsey. Oh, hard pick set by Ramsey, and the Ramsey player, Cook, got sent to the ground as the two players just ran into each other, and Cook fires up the long, high layup. It's no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of Nokomis as Cook is heading to the bench area. I think he may have gotten hit a little high. Might be bleeding and have to step out of bounds for a bit. Indeed, he is. May have taken an elbow off the nose. So Ramsey will keep the ball, and this is Ian Forbus with it for the Rams. Over to Kendall Aderman. Now to Colton Aderman. Driving layup is good. Colton Aderman. He's got three. It's 23-6 now. Nokomis still leading. Austin McDowell dribbles it slowly across the timeline. Now gets it to Hendricks Barnes. Looking for Braden Sobble down low. Sobble turns around. Shots blocked. Rebound is on the floor. Sobble gets it back. Now it's over to Carter Sobble. His layup no good. Rebound tipped around. And B.J. Chaussee fires up the layup. And it's no good, but he's fouled on the play. Sixth foul of the half on Ramsey. That's going to be the second on Kendall Aderman. So B.J. Chaussee to the free throw line for the first time this evening. Looking to extend this Nokomis 17-point lead. Chaussee's first free throw is good. He's on the board. As Ben Marley and Camden Ransdell into the game for Nokomis. Carter Sobble and Austin McDowell to the floor. So B.J. Chaussee's second free throw on the way, and it's good. He's got two. 25-6. Nokomis with the lead, and Ramsey throws the inbounds pass away. Braden Sobble has it off the glass and in. Good layup there by the Nokomis senior forward. 7 points for the older Sobble. Here's Roberts with it for the Rams. Throws it away, almost a steal, but Kendall Aderman able to get it back, and another foul called on Nokomis. That's their sixth. And they're going to call B.J. Chaussee with his second. So Chaussee joins McDowell as a couple of Nokomis players in foul trouble, each with two. 3:35 to play in the first half. Ramsey with the ball, trailing Nokomis 27-6. Nokomis' largest lead of the night is at this point, 21. And Ramsey throws the ball away again, another turnover. Nokomis will have it. Here's Ransdell, fires up the long two. It's no good. Rebound tipped around. Barnes brings it down for Nokomis. Turnaround jumper off the back iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Chaussee's shot is no good, but he's fouled. Seventh foul of the half committed by Ramsey. They're going to call Hayden Seaton with his... No, excuse me. Jalen Roberts with his third. So B.J. Chaussee to the free throw line for the second time, and not that long, he makes his first free throw here. His third point, all coming from the free throw line. As Ransdell headed to the bench for Nokomis, Alex Tassetti back into the game. B.J. Chaussee, second free throw on the way for the Nokomis senior, and it's good. He's got four. 29-6, a 23-point lead for Nokomis with 3 minutes to play in this first half, the largest lead of the night by either team. Nokomis has not trailed yet. It's going to be a while before they do if Ramsey can take any kind of lead. Here's Ian Forbes, passes to Kendall Aderman. Now over to Hayden Seaton. Seaton bounce pass to Colton Aderman. Turns around, he's met by two defenders. Gets the ball back to Forbes from the elbow. It's good! Ian Forbes is on the board for Ramsey, 31-8. Alex DeSetti bringing up the floor. 29-8, I should say. Here's Braden Sobel, the long two. It's no good. Rebound stolen by Ben Marley. You know they're going to say it was a foul as he reached over the back. The seventh foul on Nokomis and the first on Ben Marley. There's a timeout here called by Ramsey head coach Mike Kello. Was it a timeout or was it 1-1? It's not a timeout. It's 1-1. As they are in the bonus. That's the seventh foul on Nokomis. So, Colton Aderman shooting the free throws here for the Rams. Austin McDowell back into the game for Nokomis. Camden Ransdell to the bench. B.J. Chaussee to the bench. Colton Aderman, the first free throw on the 1-1, is no good off the front iron. And Nokomis with the rebound. Tosetti with it for the Skins. He's guarded by Forbes. Over to Barnes at the wing. Looking for Braden Sobel. Not there. Gets it to Ben Marley. Now back to Barnes. Barnes backing his man down. Now he'll reset the offense. Passes over to McDowell. Ramsey has switched to his zone defense. And they threw it out of bounds. Last touch by Ramsey. Nokomis will keep the ball. So Barnes gets it into Austin McDowell. Plenty of time and fires up the three from the corner. He buries it. Austin McDowell with 7, his first field goal of the night, makes it 32-8. Here's Blaine Marks with it for Ramsey. Now over to Hayden Seaton, driving baseline, has it knocked out of bounds off of Nokomis. You can tell the Ramsey players are a little bit frustrated. They cannot seem to hold on to the ball facing this tough Nokomis defense. Braden Sobel checking out of the ball game. Carter Sobel into the game. Here's Kendall Aderman for Ramsey. Passes to Ian Forbes. Back to Aderman. Aderman drives. Puts up the floater. It is off the glass and in for Kendall Aderman. His first field goal of the night. Makes it 32-10. Nokomis still with the lead. Another three by Austin McDowell. Off the iron. No good. Rebound to Ramsey. Colton Aderman pulls it down. Oh, good outlet pass ahead, but Ian Forbes is not able to hold on to it, and it's another turnover by the Ramsey Rams. 1:15 to play in this first half. Nokomis with the ball and the 32-10 lead. We've got a Illini basketball coming up for you tomorrow as the Illini will be hosting the Boilermakers of Purdue in their second-to-last regular season game. They are 3-13 in the Big Ten Conference. I don't even know what their overall record is. It's not good. Under 500, that's what I can tell you. You can hear that game here on, or not here, you can hear on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Back to this game, here's McDowell. Thought about a two from the elbow. He'll drive now, layup no good. Rebound tipped around. It's going to go out of bounds and off of Nokomis. Ramsey will keep it with 33 seconds to play. As Tosetti checking out for Nokomis, Ransdell back in. Here's Blaine Marks. He loses the ball, gets it back, and it's Kendall Aderman. Aderman over to Marks, has it stolen by Carter Sobel. Now it's McDowell who'll just hold on to it as the clock reads 17 seconds. Over to Ransdell. Nokomis with the ball and the 32-10 lead with 10 seconds left. Here's Ransdell, got to go, under 10 to play in the half. Ransdell, good pass to Carter. Sobel is fouled again with 4.2 seconds left, and Sobel buries the layup. He's got 6, and here's the and-one opportunity. So for the second straight quarter, Carter Sobel fouled with less than 10 seconds to play. The free throw from the Nokomis sophomore is good. Sobel's got 7. And here's Kendall Aderman. Clock reads 1 second, fires up the half-court shot. It is no good. And that's how we end the first half of play. After two quarters, it's Nokomis 35, Ramsey 10. We'll have second half action from this Class 1A regional semifinal game from Nokomis right after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you from Nokomis High School, where we are ready to begin the second half of play between the Ramsey Rams and Nokomis, as Nokomis leads 35-10 over Ramsey. And I believe these Skins will have... Ramsey will have the ball to begin the second half, facing a 25-point deficit, as Kendall Aderman running the point for the Rams. He brings it across the timeline. And Nokomis still in that 1-2-2 zone defense. Here is Aderman. Passes in the corner to Cook. Bounce pass back to Kendall Aderman. Looking for Jalen Roberts, not there. Down low to Colton Aderman. Aderman's layup is good. Gets the friendly roll. Colton Aderman has 5 to lead all Ramsey scorers. It's 35-12. Nokomis still up by 23. Camden Ransdell with it for the Skins. Passes to Braden Sobel. Back to Ransdell. Over to Barnes from the wing, and he'll just hold on to the ball. Nokomis has slowed down their tempo here to start the second half. Ransdell driving. He's fouled on the play. Layup doesn't go, but he's headed to the free throw line. The first foul of the half on Ramsey. Looks like they gave that one to Hayden Seaton, his third. As Ramsdell makes the first free throw there, he's got 3 points. Excuse me, that was Seaton's second foul, not his third. Second free throw from Ramsdell off the front of the iron and rolls in. He's got 4, back to a 25-point lead, 37-12, our score. Nokomis still in that three-quarters court press. As here's Koster Cook. Gets it to Kendall Aderman. Aderman back to Cook, driving. He's got a wide-open lane. Now he'll kick it out to Colton Aderman. Back to Kendall Aderman. Good head fake there. Passes down low to Cook. Bounce, and shot is blocked. Rebound by Nokomis. Austin McDowell with it. Here's Camden Ransdell. Ransdell thought about 3. Now he'll just keep the ball moving. Here's Barnes. Puts up the 10-footer. It is no good. Rebound tipped around. Barnes can't get it. Carter Sobel dives to the floor trying to recover the rebound. And it's going to be a held ball. Possession arrow in favor of Nokomis. So the Skins maintain possession. You see blue and gold in one side of the gym right now and red and white in the other, as the next game is Neoga and Tri-City. Camden Ransdell buries the layup there, and he's got 6 points, makes it 39-12, the largest lead of the night for Nokomis, 27. Kendall Aderman with it for Ramsey. They've slowed their tempo a bit here too. Here's Hayden Seaton, had the ball blocked. It's out of bounds. And they're going to say Ramsey's going to keep the possession. 6:12 remaining in the third quarter. This game has been all Nokomis. They've led from the very beginning. They lead by 27 now, 39-12. Ramsey won their first postseason game in 15 years on Monday night as they beat Edinburgh by a score of 60-56. Edinburgh the 11th seed in the subsectional. Ramsey the 12th seed. Nokomis is the top seed. They're looking to defend home court here. Ball is lost out of bounds. Who's it off of? It's off of Nokomis. Ramsey will keep the ball. Colton Aderman and Braden Sobel joking around. Good to see a pair of opponents having fun with each other in this regional semifinal. Roberts throws it in to Cook, who gets it to Hayden Seaton. The ball stolen by Carter Sobel. Good outlet pass to B.J. Chaussee, who lays it up and in transition. He's got 6, and it's 41-12. Nokomis up by nearly 30. Here's Hayden Seaton. The layup, it's no good, but fouled by Braden Sobel. That's the first foul to have on Nokomis. The first foul called on the elder Sobel. As Hayden Seaton to the free throw line, shooting two here. He is scoreless in this ball game. Only four players have scored for Ramsey. Seaton's left-handed free throw is good. 41-13. Kendall Aderman, Jalen Roberts, Ian Forbes, and Colton Aderman, all the other Ramsey Rams scoring in this game. Second free throw from Seaton is good. He's got two. 41-14. The lead is 27 for Nokomis. Here's B.J. Chaussee. Soft defense played by Seaton, as here is Carter Sobel from the elbow. No good. Rebound almost went in. Tipped in by Ramsey, that is. They do get the offensive rebound. And here's Jalen Roberts driving baseline. Puts up the layup and a foul called. It's going to be a blocking foul called on Braden Sobel. That's his second, team second. And Jalen Roberts headed to the free throw line. How about some celebrity alumni, shall we? This alum is a graduate of Ramsey High School, as Jalen Roberts makes the first free throw there for his fourth point of the ball game. 41-15, our score momentarily. Second free throw from Roberts is good. He's got five. Makes it 41-16. As I was saying, this alum is a graduate of Ramsey High School. He's currently employed at WSMI Radio. You can hear him on you can hear him on WSMI FM 106, and I briefly just gave away the answer with that clue, as there's a layup there by Carter Sobel, and he's got 9 points to extend the Nokomis lead to 43-16. A steal by Hendrix Barnes on their side of the floor, and Barnes fires up a layup. It's no good, but he's fouled on the play. The second foul on Ramsey on this half. They're going to give it to Jalen Roberts. That is his fourth. Well, he might have to see the bench for a while. Indeed, Ian Forbes is at the scorer's table to check in for him. The first free throw from Hendrix Barnes is on the way. It is good. Barnes with five. Makes it 44-16. Indeed, Roberts is heading out of the game. Ian Forbes into the game for him. Don't worry, I will give you the answer to that celebrity alum in case you haven't figured it out already. Barnes, second free throw, good. He's got six, 45-16, 29-point lead, tied for the largest lead of the night for Nokomis. Hayden Seaton threw it right into the arms of Carter Sobel. He lays it up and in. And Sobel has 11 for Nokomis, makes it 47-16. The Skins up by 31, and a foul called here on Nokomis, their third of the half. I think they're going to get Carter Sobel. Indeed, it is his first. So headed to the... No, they're going to say the foul was on the floor. So Ramsey will throw it in underneath their own basket. And Seaton throws it in. Ball is tipped around. Kendall Aderman has it. Now he throws it away. And it is Austin McDowell bringing it the length of the floor. And he is fouled on the layup. Went down hard. And he was fouled by Colton Aderman. That's his second. So Austin McDowell to the free throw line, hunched over as he went down hard on the floor. He's shooting two free throws here with 4:15 to play in the third quarter. McDowell, first free throw is good. He's got 8 points for Nokomis. Of the eight, five have come from the free throw line. Second free throw from McDowell on the way. It is no good. His first miss from the free throw line tonight. Score remains 48-16. It's still the largest lead of the night for Nokomis. 32 points. Here's Kendall Aderman with it for the Rams. He has it stolen by Alex Tassetti. Now it's Carter Sobel. Good outlet pass. Oh, good ball movement. B.J. Chaussee can't finish at the other end. Missed the wide open layup. And Ramsey with the rebound. Kendall Aderman. Aderman over to Koster Cook. Now back to Aderman. Passes to Hayden Seaton. Seaton drives, has it blocked out of bounds. Off of Braden Sobel, gives him a little bit of a stare. And a timeout, or no, a substitution here for Nokomis. Carter Sobel into the game. Ben Marley Ben Marley into the game. Carter Sobel taking a seat. So Alliston McDowell steals the inbounds pass. He's got to watch out. Taking it the length of the floor, and he lays it up and in. And Nakoma's pouring it on here in the second half. He's got 10, does Alliston McDowell, 50-16. Nakoma's with the lead, and a foul here called on Nakoma's, their fourth. We'll see if they give it to McDowell or Chauncey there. It's going to be on McDowell, and that's his third. So with this kind of lead, will Steve Kimbrough give McDowell a break? No, he won't. 3:25 to play in the third. Nakoma's with the 50-16 lead over Ramsey. Nakoma's looks to be well on their way to the regional championship game to be played on Friday. They will face the winner of Neoga and Buffalo Tri-City, that game being played after this one. Here's Kester Cook, and he has it out of bounds. It's last touched by Nakoma's, so the Rams will keep possession. Hayden Seaton to throw it in. Seaton throws it in to Colton Aderman. Now over to Kendall Aderman, looking for Hayden Seaton down low, and it's tipped out of bounds off of Nakoma's. Ramsey will keep it. 3:05 to play in the third quarter. Here's Kendall Aderman. Passes to Hayden Seaton. Seaton dribbles, drives, and loses the ball. Nakoma's with the ball now, under three to play in the third quarter. Skins with the 50-16 lead, and here's Alliston McDowell. Good pass to B.J. Chauncey. His layup no good, but fouled on the play. The third foul of the half on Ramsey. And that foul is called on Hayden Seaton. That is his third. B.J. Chauncey to the free throw line, shooting two here with 2:48 to play in the quarter. Chaucy's first free throw is good. Gets the friendly roll. He's got seven. Nakoma's seemingly toying with the Rams here in this ballgame now. They're having a lot of fun as they lead by 35 in this regional semifinal game. B.J. Chauncey's second free throw on the way here, and it is good. He's got eight. And Nakoma's calling off the press with 2:45 to play in the third quarter. Here's Kendall Aderman in the corner to Cook, guarded by Sobel. Cook throws it away right in the hands of Alex Tassetti, so another turnover on Ramsey. Here's Tassetti with it at the wing, and Ramsey in a 2-3 zone defense. Here's McDowell, thought about three, now he's going to drive. Pulls it up from the elbow, his shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of Braden Sobel. No, they're going to say it was off of Ramsey, so Nakoma's keeps the ball. Braden Sobel and Alliston McDowell having a seat for Nakoma's. Hendricks Barnes and Carter Sobel back into the game. Here's Tassetti, driving, puts up the shot. It's off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound to Ben Marley. Now Carter Sobel with it. He fires up a layup. It's no good, but a foul called on Ramsey, their fourth. And I think that's going to be on Kendall Aderman. No, they're going to say it was on Colton Aderman. So that's his fourth. And a foul, or first free throw from Carter Sobel is good. He's got 12. Makes it 53-16. Second free throw from Carter Sobel on the way here from the 6'8 sophomore is good. He's got a game-high 13 points. Carter Sobel is almost outscoring Ramsey by himself, and a foul called on Sobel there, as the entry pass was coming in to his defender. That's the fifth foul on Nakoma's, the second on the younger Sobel. So Ramsey to throw it in under their own basket. Hayden Seaton to inbounds it. Gets it to Cook and throws it away. Carter Sobel with the steal. Here's B.J. Chauncey with it, slowing things down for Nakoma's. Chauncey down low to Carter Sobel. Good bounce pass and backing his man down for the layup. And Carter Sobel with 15 now makes it 56-16. A 40-point lead by Nakoma's with 1:45 to play in the third quarter. Kendall Aderman. Bounce pass to Cook. It's blocked by Carter Sobel and out of bounds. Ramsey will keep the ball. The Nokomis student section fired up after that block by the Nokomis sophomore. And why not? Rejected with authority. Here's Ian Forbus over to Kendall Aderman. Back to Forbus, fires up a long three, buries it. Ian Forbus. He's got five. It's 56-19. 1:20 to play in the third quarter. Tassetti bringing it up the floor for Nokomis. Over to Hendricks Barnes, and Barnes just going to hold on to it. And now Ramsey will apply some pressure defensively. Here's B.J. Chaussee. Chaussee over to Ben Marley in the corner. Marley to Tassetti from the elbow. Back to Barnes. Barnes holding on. Under a minute to play. Clock reads 55 seconds. Nokomis might just hold it for the final shot of the quarter. Chaussee dribbling it out towards the top of the key and slowing things down, and some pressure applied by the defense now. Over to Barnes. Now to Tassetti, top of the key. At the start of the fourth quarter, I'll give you the answer to that celebrity alumni. 34 seconds to play in the third quarter. Nokomis with the ball and the lead, 56-19. Here's Barnes over to Tassetti. It's a 2-3 zone defense. No, now they're going to switch back to a man-to-man defense, Will Ramsey. Here's B.J. Chaussee over to Tassetti. 13 seconds. Good job just eating clock here by Nokomis. Here's Tassetti looking for a man. He has Chaussee wide open in the corner. Fires up a three with 4 seconds left, and he buries it. It's textbook. They have been all over Ramsey in this ball game. It is 59-19, Nokomis leading by 40 points at the end of the third quarter. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. A 24-point quarter for Nokomis extends the Redskin lead to 40 points. 59-19 as our score as Nokomis leads Ramsey. So we begin the money quarter here from this regional semifinal game. Jalen Roberts fires up a three for Ramsey. It's no good. Rebound tipped around. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Ramsey. Nokomis will take over. The answer to our celebrity alumni question, who is a graduate of Ramsey High School, who currently works for the Tally Broadcasting Stations. You can hear him every Monday through Friday on WSMI. John Michael Marty graduated from Ramsey High School. If you got that question right, you are the winner. As Austin McDowell buries a three in the corner, as he's got 13 points tonight, extends that Nokomis lead 62-19. Oh, good bounce pass to Hayden Seaton by Ramsey. His layup no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Ramsey. Nokomis will get the ball. This Ramsey team fairly young. Their starting lineup, Kendall Aderman, Jalen Roberts, Colton Aderman, Hayden Seaton, and Custer Cook. Cook, Hayden Seaton, and Kendall Aderman, all sophomores. So they got some good pieces coming back, do these Ramsey Rams. Here's McDowell with it for Nokomis. As Ramsey not giving up the stingy defense. Not giving up the effort, I should say. They get the steal on the play. Here's Hayden Seaton driving baseline. Has it poked out of bounds off of Braden Sobel. And Ramsey's going to keep the ball. Sobel is pleading his case that he did not knock that ball out of bounds. But the official says he did. There's a three fired up off the front of the rim. No good. Nokomis with the rebound. They'll take over with 6:40 to play in the game. Tassetti with it for Nokomis. Over to McDowell. Now B.J. Chaussee from the wing. It's been all Nokomis in this ballgame. They lead 62-19. They've led from the very beginning. Austin McDowell fires up a three. It's no good. Rebound by Ramsey. Jalen Roberts pulled the rebound down. He's playing with four fouls in this game. Here's Hayden Seaton driving baseline. Layup is no good, but a foul on the play. That's going to be the sixth foul of the half on Nokomis. And it's going to be on Ben Marley, his second. So Hayden Seaton to the free throw line for the second time tonight. 2 of 2 from the charity stripe so far in this ballgame. The southpaw will make his first here. He's got 3 points in the game. makes it 62-20. The lead now 42 for Nokomis. Second free throw from Hayden Seaton is good. A perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line tonight is Hayden Seaton. He's got 4 points, makes it 62-21. But it looks like Nokomis is going to cruise to the regional championship to be played here on Friday evening. If they can hold on to this lead, you will hear that game live here on WSMI FM 106.1 and WSMIRadio.com at 7 o'clock. B.J. Chaussey fires up a three from the ring. It's no good. Rebound by Ben Marley. His putback no good. Rebound on the floor. Carter Sobel with the putback. Carter Sobel's got 17 points to lead all scorers in the game. Makes it 64-21. Here's Kendall Aderman. Aderman fires up a long three. No good. Rebound by Nokomis. Alex Dossetti had it, then lost it, and he tripped. And Ramsey gets the ball back. Here's Cook, fires up the shot from the baseline. It's no good. Rebound, Ben Marley. Marley almost had the ball knocked out of his hands. And Nokomis will have the ball. Here's Alex Dossetti. Things might be getting a little bit chippy here in the ballgame with 5:05 to play and a 43-point lead for Nokomis. Here's Carter Sobel over to Alex Dossetti. Dossetti looking for Marley. He'll find B.J. Chaussey from the elbow. It's no good. Rebound tipped around. Out of bounds. Off of Ramsey. Nokomis will keep the ball. And Ben Marley going to come out of the ball game. In the game for the first time tonight for Nokomis is Mason Stewart. Stewart, a 6'2" junior for Nokomis. Also into the game for the first time tonight for Nokomis, Trevor Wright. Wright is a 6'2 junior. Here is Mason Stewart. Thought about three, now give it to Carter Sobel at the elbow. Gives it to Dossetti from the long three, no good. Rebound tipped around, corralled by Trevor Wright. Now over to Alex Dossetti. 4:20 on the clock for the ballgame. Nokomis with the ball and the lead, 64-21. Ramsey has not dialed down the effort here on the defensive side. Here's Mason Stewart. Gives it to Dossetti. Now over to B.J. Chaussey. Ramsey back in that man-to-man defense. They've been switching back and forth between man-to-man and 2-3 zone. Nokomis just going to eat clock here on this possession. Tassetti's going to drive now. Layup no good. Rebound Carter Sobel. His putback no good. And a held ball called on the play. And possession arrow favors Nokomis. So good job by Ramsey of getting the held ball. Unfortunately, the possession arrow not in their favor. So Carter Sobel with it in the corner now for Nokomis. He'll give it to Mason Stewart, who throws it to Alex Dossetti. And back to Stewart. And going to fire up the long three from the wing. It's no good. Rebound to Ramsey. This is Jalen Roberts. Now it's Kendall Aderman. Aderman over to Kester Cook. Now Colton Aderman. Down low to Hayden Seaton. Fires up the layup. And Seaton falls to the ground after the layup. As Seton's got 6 points in the game, and now this game definitely getting a little bit chippy. No fouls being called as it is a 41-point game, 64-23. Here's Carter Sobel. Passes it in the corner. Alex Dossetti for three. It is good. Alex Dossetti buries the three. Not sure why he's shooting it there, but he's got 5 points, 67-23. 3 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Here's Colton Aderman backing his man down. Good bounce pass down low, but it's stolen as Cook could not come up with it for the Rams. Another turnover on Ramsey. 67-23 our score. Nokomis with the lead. Mason Stewart with it for the Skins. Passes over to Trevor Wright. Wright going to drive baseline. Now he'll kick it out to Carter Sobel. Sobel. And a timeout called by Nokomis head coach Steve Kimbrough just to get subs in. Ben Marley back into the game for Nokomis. Also into the game for the Skins for the first time is Isaiah Bruder. So on the floor for Nokomis is Alex Dossetti, Trevor Wright, Mason Stewart. I take that back. Mason Stewart out of the game for Nokomis. Trevor Wright is in. Ben Marley, Isaiah Bruder, and Ryan Jansen. Alex Tassetti with it for Nokomis. He's driving all the way to the basket. Layup off the glass, no good. Rebound to Jalen Roberts. Ramsey will have it with 2:15 to play in the game, trailing 67-23. Here's Roberts over to Ian Forbes. Forbes now over to Kendall Aderman. Back to Forbes. Thought about three, now he'll keep it on the floor. Back to Aderman. Over to Jake Eller into the game for the first time for Ramsey. Now Jalen Roberts. Roberts driving baseline. Good bounce pass to Colton Aderman. He's fouled. Fouled going up for the lay-in. That's the seventh foul of the half on Nokomis. That's going to be the third foul called on Ben Marley. So barring a miraculous two-minute comeback by Ramsey, Nokomis will be playing for the regional championship here on their home floor on Friday evening. Colton Aderman, the first free throw, off the front of the rim and no good. Nokomis will be playing the winner of Neoga and Tri-City. That game to follow here this evening. Both those teams already here and waiting. Colton Aderman's second free throw is good. He's got 6 points in the game. Makes it 67-24, the Nokomis lead, back to 43. Here's Alex Tassetti. Passes to Trevor Wright. Good pick there set by Isaiah Bruder. Bruder has it at the baseline. Backs his man down. Lost the ball for a moment, but gets it back. And a good bounce pass to Tassetti, who loses the ball. And now a foul called on Ramsey. Their fifth foul of the half. And that's going to be called on Jake Eller. That's his first. So Ryan Jansen to throw it in for Nokomis underneath their own basket. Gets it to Isaiah Bruder. Bruder driving. Picks up his dribble. Now gets it to Jansen. Over to Tassetti. Tassetti, most minutes played on the floor right now of these Nokomis Redskins. And here is a steal and a foul call. Is it on Nokomis? And it's going to be on Ramsey, they're going to say. Okay. Sixth foul called on Ramsey. I'm going to say the foul was called before the free throws. That's a seventh foul on Ramsey. I lost a foul somewhere. Foul was called on Jake Eller. That's his second. So the first free throw by Isaiah Bruder is good. He's on the board for the first time. Second free throw from Bruder is good. He's got two, and it's 69-24. Nokomis leading by 45 with 1:10 to play in the ballgame. Here's Ian Forbes. Thought about an NBA three there, but decided to keep the ball moving. Here's Roberts. Good bounce pass to Kendall Aderman. Back to a cutting Forbes. Now a good bounce pass down low to Roberts. Good ball movement, and it is rewarded. Jalen Roberts with 7 points in the game. 69-26 now, and Nokomis could just eat the clock for the rest of the game. Alex Tassetti with it. 44 seconds to play. Trevor Wright down low to Mason Stewart. His shot is blocked. Rebound by Isaiah Bruder. Bounce pass to Alex Tassetti, who makes the layup. And it is 7 points for Tassetti and a 71-26 lead for Nokomis. Here's Jake Eller with it. He passes across the floor to Ian Forbes. Fires up a long three, and Mason Stewart got the rebound, but his foot was definitely on the line. Ramsey will keep the possession. Clock reads 19 seconds. So Nokomis will advance to the regional championship on Friday night. That's a game you'll hear on WSMI FM 106.1 and online at WSMIRadio.com. As Colton Aderman scores his eighth basket of the game with 8 seconds to play, and Tassetti bringing up the floor slowly to run out the rest of the clock. And that's the ball game. Our final score, Nokomis 71, Ramsey 28. We're not going to have a post game. We're just going to wrap it up here. We want to thank all of our sponsors. For without them, none of this would have been possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard here on this radio station this evening. For without them, there is no high school basketball. There's no nothing. We can't put any of this on. We also want to thank our hosts, Nokomis High School, for being so gracious to us and treating us so well. They did a fantastic job, as always. And thanks again to our producer back in the studio, Tom Williams. He's in charge of producing all of these basketball games this evening. Once again, our final score is Nokomis 71, Ramsey 29. The Skins advance to the regional championship on Friday evening. They'll face the winner of Neoga and Tri-City. This is David Jenkins saying so long from Nokomis High School.